fit into that picture because we're being asked to help count bees and other insect pollinators to contribute to research being collated by the University of Sussex. George Curd is Green Spaces Officer for Kent High Weald Partnership, and I asked him why this project is so important.
Well, apart from the fact that bees and other pollinating insects are just awesomely wonderful creatures and obviously beautiful species as well, the actual benefits that they have to humans themselves could be that a third of the world's food supply actually comes from insect-pollinated crops, and bees are the main contributor to these. And at the summer time is actually the most difficult time for the pollinating insects for foraging and finding the food that they have. So this project is supposed to help them through the summer months so that they can be happy and healthy all year round.
What does the project involve?
So we've got five locations over Tunbridge Wells area. So we've got Pepinbury, Hilbert and Grosvenor Park, Dunallen Park, Oakley School and the Sherwood Allotments. And on each of those sites, we've got 17 plants, all different plants. And it's basically to see which are the preferred plants for pollinating insects. So the idea of the project is that these are all easily growing plants so that everyone at home can go down to local garden centre or local wherever they go to get their plants, and they can purchase these for their gardens and help the bees from home.
How difficult is the survey to somebody who may not have an expertise in this sort of thing?
So there's different varying levels of the survey, basically. You can do very beginner surveys. So we're going to be doing some events with some children. So children can come along and have a great time identifying or trying to identify as much as they can. So it can be from the very basic level of, is it a bee, is it a butterfly, and so on, and other pollinating insects. Or you can, if you're feeling a bit more confident, you can go into the particular species of bees and basically decide yourself how far into it you want to go.
And this is part of a project that's the University of Sussex being fed into them, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. It's part of the LASSI group, which is the Laboratory of Apiculture and Social Insects, headed by Francis Ratnick, Professor Francis Ratnick. So they're collaborating with us. It was funded by their Heritage Lottery Fund, so we've got to give a big thank you to them. But the brain behind it is the University of Sussex lab over there.
And it says there are training sessions. What does that involve?
Yeah, so I will be running personally some training sessions early July. The dates haven't been confirmed yet. So basically whoever wants to come and take part can come along. I'll be there. And I'll basically take people through the survey technique on the bee beds themselves, and just let them know what the main species are. And then, depending on everyone's ability, we can go a bit more or a bit less. And just enjoy looking at the bees, basically.
And in your role as Green Spaces Officer, George, it must be so nice to welcome people into the environment that you work in every day.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the main parts of the job, especially being in Tunbridge Wells. It's quite an urban area, but there's some beautiful green spaces around, so it's really nice to introduce people to them, especially there's some areas where people didn't even know that they existed before they came and either volunteered with us or came out and did surveys like this. So that's, a really beneficial part of the job.
What's been the reaction so far from people who are understanding the importance in bees, but not necessarily knowing how to help you out here?
So a lot of people have got in touch, and the first question they ask is, how can we get involved? So we've basically directed them to the Cross Pollination Project website, which is www.crosspollination.uk. We've also got a Facebook page, which is Cross Pollination Project. And then we can send out survey forms to everyone, and then they can do the surveys from then, or if they're not feeling as confident, they can again come to our events that we've got and have a go there with our supervision, basically.
And how much time are you going to be able to give people to put this information together?
So the project actually finishes next year. We've already had a couple of years of the project going ahead, so we've already got some results out from last year, and the favourite plant last year for all the pollinating insects was sunflowers, So if you've got any sunflowers in the garden, then you're doing very well for the pollinating insects. So that's what it's shown so far. And then we've got until next summer is when the project will end.
And there's still time to grow a sunflower in your garden, even this year round.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, always time. Yep, give it a go, get out in the garden, get some green fingers and see what you can do.
My thanks to George Curd, Green Spaces Officer for the Kent High Weald Partnership.